What is it that's so important about eliminating the personal property tax when we vote this August?
Sure. I think the personal property tax is kind of a misnomer. It is actually a tax on business equipment, and it's a tax that small businesses pay year after year after year, even after they paid sales tax on the purchase of the equipment. And a lot of the states that we compete with for jobs have already eliminated it. And so it's a real disincentive for companies to invest in Michigan. And we are really hoping that people get out on August 5th and vote yes on Proposal 1. It's somewhat of a confusing issue, so we're doing everything we can to make sure that folks understand that this is important for small business, it's important for economic growth in Michigan, and it's important for stabilizing funding for your local police and fire, your parks, and your local roads as well.
Now, why can't the legislature just eliminate the tax on their own? Why do we need to vote on this?
Sure. Well, the legislature actually has eliminated the tax on their own, and that's well within their duty. What we're actually asking people to vote on is the mechanism by which we're going to reimburse local units of government for the lost revenue, because the personal property tax, by and large, goes to local units of government and school. And in order to come up with a secure, stable funding that local governments can count on, we need the voters to approve a new authority which will distribute the revenue.
So where's that money going to come from if it's not coming from the tax itself?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think it's important for people to understand that this doesn't raise taxes anywhere. The taxes that are the revenue that is going to replace this revenue is coming from expiring tax credits, mostly. When we had the Michigan business tax for many years in this state, there were a number of tax credits that businesses could be eligible for, the mega credit being a big one for economic development, and those are termed tax credits. So as those tax credits expire, that's going to be new revenue for the state that can get funneled back to these local units of government.
And we actually have to vote to approve this? This can't happen on its own?
Yeah, we have to approve the mechanism that will distribute the revenue, and that's the one that's the one sticky point. And we understand that this is confusing for voters, even voters who are very habitual voters and follow this stuff very closely. It can be confusing, and so we want to make sure that people understand exactly what we're asking
the personal property tax that's already been eliminated. If we don't approve this proposal one, then the money just won't be reimbursed to local communities?
No, if we don't go back, or if we don't approve Proposal 1, we go back to status quo, which will put the personal property tax back in place, which we all know kills jobs. Everyone believes it. And the personal property tax, while it is a revenue source for local units of government, is not a very stable revenue source, and that's why local units of government are also supporting this as well.
You said we all know this kills jobs. How do you know that to be the fact?
Well, it's just a huge disincentive for investment. So every time you buy new equipment, your personal property taxes are going to go up as a business owner. And this new equipment creates jobs. If you build, buy a new press or any new piece of equipment, usually there's new jobs that are tied to that. In fact, we're estimating that passage of this proposal could create up to 15,000 jobs in Michigan.
That's quite enough. 15,000 new jobs if we pass this. That is a statement. I'm talking to Brad Williams with the Detroit Regional Chamber. I want to talk about some of your endorsements. The chamber endorsed Gary Peters for Senate. Why not Terry Lynn Land on that?
Well, in all these endorsement decisions, it's more about the candidate you choose to endorse and not the candidate you don't choose to endorse. And, we've got a number of important issues that we work on, from immigration reform to infrastructure funding to building the new bridge to Canada. And Gary Peters is on the right side of those issues. But not only is he on the right side of those issues, he leads on those issues. And that makes a difference. We need to make sure that we're sending someone to the United States Senate who's going to lead on the issues that are important to business and to the community at large.
Typically, how often do you endorse Democratic candidates, would you say?
Well, we don't have a quota, per se, but generally, I think if you look over our history, we come pretty close to 50-50 over the course of the year. Sometimes it might be more Republicans, sometimes it might be more Democrats, but for example, this year we're endorsing Gary Peters, a Democrat, but we're also enthusiastically supporting the governor's reelection of the Republican. So, we pick the candidates that are best for the business community and best for our region. And it doesn't really matter to us which party they're in.
I do want to note WILS, we have Tim Skubik on quite a lot, and he wrote a column about the fact that Mark Schauer, you just mentioned you're endorsing Governor Snyder, Mark Schauer was not invited to the conference this year, and the head of the Detroit Chamber, Sandy Bruha, the comments he made, he was talking about Schauer. He said, quote, he has no substance, he is making stuff up and has no value, and then he said he would have been invited if he had been, quote, a more credible candidate. Is that the position of the chamber on Schauer?
Well, I think it's important to note that it wasn't that Congressman Schauer was not invited to the conference. Everyone is invited to the conference. And in fact, last year, the previous year, Congressman Schauer was there. This year, he chose not to attend the actual conference and did the work he needed to do off-site. And that's fine, and that's well within his purview. I think what Tim was referring to more was that Congressman Schauer wasn't invited to be on stage. And we didn't think, considering we had been such enthusiastic supporters of the governor, that that the congressman would have gotten a fair shake on stage. And we didn't think it would be fair to him to put him on stage.
Right, but Sandy's quote is that Schauer has, quote, no substance and is making stuff up. Is that, in fact, the position of the chamber, that that's what he's up to?
Well, you know, we have disagreements with the congressman on a number of issues. I think, you know, when you talk about some of the attacks that he's making against the governor, who we believe is doing a remarkable job, we don't think that that's true, and we know that that's not true. But we understand that this is a campaign, and sometimes people are going to say things that grab attention and motivate their voters, but that doesn't always make it true, and we think there are instances where that has been the case.
Well, you know, Schauer's big thing is the education funding. He says, what, I think $1 billion or so was taken out of education funding. He's also pushing to reverse the pension tax. What would you say is most untrue about what Schauer's out there saying right now?
Well, I think when you talk about the education funding, I think that's a good debate to have. I mean, certainly there was a reduction in some funding the first year that the governor came out, but it wasn't state funding. It was federal funding. We all remember the president's stimulus bill that came out early in 2009, and there was significant funding in there to help states, not just Michigan, but all across the country, to be able to sustain their spending in the education field. Mm-hmm. But that was limited funding, and it wasn't going to stick around forever, and that funding expired. Now, when you look at what Governor Snyder's done, Governor Snyder has gone a long way to help stabilize retirement costs for school districts, and that is every dollar they can save on the retirement costs for their current and future retirees is another dollar they can spend in the classroom, and that's important. And I think when you look at the school aid budget that was passed this year, there was a considerable increase for education. And when you talk about a quality education, it's not just about money. Money is important, but it's not just about money. It's about reforming and innovating in school districts. And I think if you look at the governor's record on that, I'd put it up against anybody's.
Okay, but what part do you think Mark Schauer is making up, or what is he saying that has not been true on the campaign trail?
Well, I think, we talked about the education budget. I think when you talk about also the pension tax you mentioned earlier, most retirees right now are not paying any additional tax on their pension. It's been mm-hmm. phased in, and it was the right thing to do, quite frankly, because we were taxing pensions and 401ks in a completely different manner. I have a 401k. My sister, who's a teacher, has a pension. When we both retire at the same time, our income should be taxed in the same manner, and we agree with the governor's position on that.
Right, but when Schauer says that part of the dynamic was that there was that big business tax break, and then part of that was this pension tax and other adjustments made to the education budget and so on, is all of that untrue in your mind?
I think when you look at the rhetoric around the tax reform package that the governor signed shortly after he took office, you have to look at it in the larger context. Mm-hmm. Switching from the Michigan business tax to the corporate income tax was actually, tax neutral, or in some cases a slight tax increase for many big corporations. The people the businesses who benefited greatly from the tax reform that the governor passed for small businesses, folks who aren't C corporations, LLCs, and those sorts of folks, who were paying a double tax. They were paying their tax on their business income, but then that was also personal income, and they were paying the personal income tax on it. And so we agree that we shouldn't be taxing that income twice, and that small businesses are the real generators of job growth in this state. And to put them in a position where they have more money available to hire is good economic policy. And I think if you look at the unemployment rate from January of 2011 to July of 2014, you'll see that it's improved considerably.
Well, that is a fact. Brad Williams with the Detroit Chamber. First of all, asking you, number one, to vote yes on Proposal 1. That's part of the process of eliminating the personal property tax. Also endorsing Governor Rick Snyder and Congressman Gary Peters for Senate. Brad, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.